أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
سورة 34 Sabah Meccan period Title The surah's title is taken from verse 15 in which the word Sabah occurs. This signifies that the surah contains an account of the people of Sabah. Period of revelation. There are no authentic traditions to indicate the exact period of this surah's revelation. However, it appears from its contents that it must have been revealed either during the early or middle phase of the Prophet's Meccan life. Now, if the surah was revealed during this middle phase, then it was possibly during the beginning of it when the persecution of the Muslims had not yet reached extreme heights. Opposition to Islam at that time was largely confined to mocking, ridiculing, defaming, slandering, and other such means so as to sow doubt and suspicion among people about Islam and the Prophet, peace be upon him. All this was part of the unbelievers' campaign to nip Islam in the bud. Subject matter and theme. The surah consists of responses to the Meccan unbelievers' hostile criticism of the Prophet's teachings relating to monotheism, the hereafter, and his own prophethood. Their criticisms and objections were usually couched in the form of sarcastic innuendos, mocking remarks, and vile accusations. The surah explicitly identifies their criticisms before going on to respond to them. On other occasions, the Quranic responses themselves indicate the criticisms they specifically addressed. Such responses are mostly expressed in the form of elucidation, admonition, and persuasive evidence. At times, however, the opponents are warned of the dire consequences of their adamant rejection of the truth. It is in this context that the stories of the prophets David and Solomon, peace be upon them, and the people of Sabah are recounted. These stories are meant to drive home the fact that history provides two distinct examples from which people can learn a lesson. One is that of these two great prophets, David and Solomon, peace be upon them, who, notwithstanding their unrivaled might and glory, did not succumb to arrogance and vanity. Rather than act rebelliously towards God, they continued to be His grateful servants. By contrast, the people of Sabah were swayed by pride and arrogance for the simple reason that God had blessed them with His bounties. As a result, they were punished so severely that no trace of them remains besides legendary tales. After citing these examples, the unbelievers are told to consider these two opposing models of conduct and to decide for themselves which of the two is better. A life anchored in affirmation of monotheism and the hereafter, and characterized by thankfulness to God. Or one rooted in unbelief, polytheism, rejection of the hereafter, and immersion in worldliness.